absolutely. Tell us a little bit. What's going on in Chesterfield now with your PAL program, and do you have any idea how many young people are involved?
Hundreds. Since I took over in 2021, we were kind of coming out of the pandemic, and it was kind of stagnant. And kind of how you touched on going through PAL and outside of or in Philadelphia, I went through PAL program in Pennsylvania as well in Allentown. So I went through the PAL program for about 12 years, and theirs was bowling. That was their bread and butter back then. So that was the first thing that we implemented when I took over, kind of starting everything back up. And bowling has been a staple league that we've been doing. And back then it was athletic league as well when I went through it as a kid.
Okay.
But kind of calling it the activities league opens it up to other programs that are maybe not sports related. So for spring break, for instance, we had a volleyball day with Richmond Volleyball Club. Fantastic people over there. Love working with them.
Right.
But we also partnered with Modern Tabletop Gaming for a Pokemon trading card game day. So kids got to learn from some really good judges. And then last year we tried it out for the first time, and some of the judges are professional judges. They flew off to England to judge the professional card game players.
Wow.
So I've been very lucky to have a great experience with this program. I know a lot of our kids have as well. And I want to kind of pay forward what you've gone through and what I've gone through as a kid to kind of the local youth of Chesterfield.
How cool is that, man? What a great detail as well. I got to think that's a pretty nice spot to be in, to be the coordinator for PAL. What about this football camp? Now, I'm sure I'm reading it wrong because it says it's got to be wrong, right? You got former NFL players coming in and all sorts of stuff. What's the real story? Come on now, Nick. What's the real story?
You know, this is something that I was very, very blessed with. I was lucky enough to meet former NFL player Wally Rayner, and he is a fantastic individual. He also went through PAL as a kid, and it's this program is amazing. The connections that it brings that police officers can have with the community, with our community, and then it kind of resonates with them throughout everyone's life. And Wally reached out to me. He found out that I was the coordinator, and last year he wanted to partner for a football camp. And he brought a bunch of NFL players, former NFL players, himself. He was the middle linebacker, I think, for the Browns, the Jaguars, and I think another team as well. But there were other NFL players. I think it was Aaron Brooks, the former quarterback for the Saints, was there, and a few others. And that, you know, he was the energy behind that one. It's a real thing, and we're getting ready to go live with signups for that on Monday.
Is there, I'm asking for a friend, are there age cutoffs? Like, you have to actually be a kid to be part of that?
You do. It is going to be at River City Sportsplex in June.
Okay.
And you can actually, it's going to go live on our social media and on our website on Monday. So you'll be able to use the link and the QR code to go there. But the camp itself is for middle school and high schoolers, you know, everything from the basics to kind of learning some advanced skills, kind of getting ready for the season, but still having fun. But with this camp, we also want to talk about where we've been, how, you know, Wally really wanted to incorporate some things, you know, that we struggled with or something that, you know, we've had a hard time with, and share that with the kids so they see, you know, we're here now, but we've also had some hard times, which I think was a really unique aspect of the football camp, and I've never seen in a football camp before.
What a cool thing. Now, I don't know Wally's connection. Is he a Chesterfield guy?
So he's in the Richmond area.
Okay.
So he comes over here. He's not Chesterfield directly.
Okay.
But yeah, he's come here. He's within a close area that he can slide on over and help us out with that.
All right. Now, you mentioned it goes live on social media. You mentioned that the sign-ups, QR code, et cetera, on the website. How about giving that information for everybody?
Yeah. So we have we're in the process, again, of switching over from the Chesterfield Police Athletic League to the Police Activities League. So if you search, our Facebook is still Chesterfield Police Athletic League. And then there's our Instagram is Chesterfield_pal. Okay. And our website, we have a brand new website, and it's the Chesterfield Police Activities League.com.
Okay. Well, I'm going to share that. I'm sure you won't mind. I'll share that on all of my social media. But you've also got something coming up Saturday. You got a 5K, correct?
We do, yes. So I love exercising. One of my favorite things to do in college was go for a run, 5K, 10Ks. So we have partnered with the Richmond Executive Chesterfield County Airport, and it is the Dominion Aviation 5K down there, and all the proceeds benefit Chesterfield PAL and summer programs for kids. So that's it's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to be able to run on the tarmac out there. Mission Barbecue is going to have their big truck out there. You're going to finish by running through Dominion Aviation's hangar. So it's really unique, a really great experience. And last I checked, we have 126 people signed up. So we are capping it at 150. So we have a few more spots if anyone's interested, but it's going to be a really unique experience, a lot of fun, and a great workout for a great cause.
How do we get signed up for that, Nick?
So that's also on our Facebook and our social media as well. It's already up there, but you can search Chesterfield PAL 5K or Dominion Aviation 5K on Google, and it pops up right away.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Now, these are folks running voluntarily, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, right. So, you know, you're a good guy, but this is where you and I differ. I ran in the academy because there was some crazy guy with that Smokey the Bear hat in a Jeep behind us, and I'm pretty sure he would have hit us if we stopped. But you had me at Mission Barbecue. Craig Briggs is a great guy, man, and it does sound like a lot of fun.
It is, and I'm not up to my my college numbers anymore, but. You know, I unfortunately I won't be running it. I'll have to assist with the setup of it, but yeah, I'll be running it in spirit.
Okay.
We'll say.
All right. Well, I kind of like that. Last thing, this Star Wars reading day at the library, North Courthouse Library. Tell me a little bit about it. And it was last week, but I want to know what that involved.
Yeah. So the whole I'm big on kind of working with what I know. And I love athletics and I love Star Wars and a whole bunch of, you know, nerdy things. And I love reading. So I wanted to combine two of them. So I reached out and partnered with our local library to kind of see if they would be up for, you know, having a story time or a reading time or something. And we kind of came up with this idea a few years ago just to see if we could get some foot traffic into our local libraries, maybe some people that, you know, don't realize all the resources that our library kind of gives to the community. So we decided Star Wars was a good theme and, you know, Galaxy Con comes to Richmond every year. So we got some signed memorabilia that we raffled off and we got some food trucks and a few other things here and there, and it was a big hit. So getting, you know, 600-700 people in the library for a little bit of time, maybe check out some books and read a little bit, I think it's a great way to get someone into reading. And, you know, we read some Star Wars stories for kids, had a costume contest, and there's this great organization called the 501st, and they dress movie accurate Star Wars costumes, and they're just a fantastic group of individuals. And if you're doing something for kids or trying to benefit kids in any way, they're some of the first ones that are there to assist you. And they've been a mainstay for the past 4 years.
They're good guys. That's my pal McSloniker is part of that. He does a great job of that. I'll tell you what. Now, I'm not running any Ks. I've taken all the Ks out of my lineup. But if you want to do the reading thing again, I'll donate as much time as you want. If you think it'll help, I'm no Wally Rayner, but I'll come down and read to the gang if that'll help.
Absolutely. And of course, that's a part of Star Wars Day. So we always try to read some Star Wars stories, and we'd love to have you as a guest reader.
You got it. I'm in. Listen, I know we're going to talk a little bit about National Night Out in the weeks moving forward, but we're going to share all this stuff, all the social media links, all the websites. And this Saturday, you got 24 spots open for the Chesterfield Pal 5K. I got my fingers crossed that you fill those because it just sounds like it's going to be a great time and great benefit.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's a lot of fun. It's a great, unique experience. And even if you don't run, we have, we're lucky enough to have Dominion Aviation have a lot of their planes on display. So if you want to check out the Chesterfield Airport or just kind of see some planes up close, it's a great way to kind of see what the county has.
I love it. Corporal Nick Barnt, thank you for being here, my friend. Corporal Barnt heads up the Chesterfield Pal Police Activities League, all sorts of great stuff, some great fun activities. And again, I'll get all of the links shared. And you ought to step up, if you're in Chesterfield, man. It's a great, great program for those kids. And to have that football camp opening up June the 25th, that'll go live, the registrations, he said, on Monday. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.